This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The infant mortality rate for black children in Kalamazoo County has been a long-term problem. The rate for minority children is among the highest in the state. The disparity in infant mortality for black and white babies is especially stark. A new initiative called Cradle Kalamazoo will include a community hotline in an attempt to connect families to health services in the Kalamazoo area. Grace Labwama is the CEO of YWCA Kalamazoo. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
So why was it decided that this was the approach to, again, try to chip away at the black infant mortality rate in Kalamazoo County?
You know, when we talk about infant mortality from a public health perspective, it's such a complex issue. But what we are trying to do here at Cradle Kalamazoo is really create systems, create strategies that are long-term. In 30 years, we don't want to be talking about infant mortality in Kalamazoo. So what we have done in the last 3 years, I was here 3 years ago talking about bringing different community agencies together, bringing residents together, and really designing a strategy that will address the black infant mortality rates in Kalamazoo, especially among its black population. So we are doing different phases of the strategy, and I'm excited to be here today to talk about one of our phases for that strategy, whereby we want to connect pregnant women to resources in Kalamazoo.
So explain what happens here if somebody calls this hotline. Who will they talk to and what happens then?
So we have a hotline right now, which is 888 kids. And this is an opportunity for us to connect resources to pregnant women. So if you know anybody who is pregnant in Kalamazoo, if you know anybody that has a child, you know, this is an opportunity for people not to think through what the process is. You know, let us do the work. You refer that person. There'll be a live person speaking to that individual. We have partnered together with 30 agencies in this community and with the leadership of United Way, leadership of Griffin Place, WMED to kind of read the data, and then the YWCA in Kalamazoo. Families will have an opportunity to be linked to all services within our community.
So when someone makes this phone call, who's at the other end answering the phone?
So there will be an individual with Griffin Place. There will be staffed with Griffin Place, and somebody will answer the phone and give them, connect them to the resources. And if you need a home visitation, that individual will connect you to somebody within the home visitation program, whether it's a nurse or a social worker or an outreach worker. That will be your connection to services.
Yeah, and maybe are there a lot of different agencies here where somebody might end up talking to someone or being directed to because of, you know, their circumstances, you know, whatever the pregnancy may include, you know, complications, that sort of thing. Are you trying to find out here where this person might need to go?
That is correct. So it's kind of a triage process. And like I said, this is a group of 30 agencies that are coming together. You know, I'm proud to say that two of our major hospitals are part of those partners. You know, the Family Health Center is part of those partners. You know, nonprofit organizations that have home visitation programs are part of that partnership. So what is key here is when you call in into this hotline, there will be a person that will walk you through the process and then make sure that they link you to the services. And what is so exciting is even after that linkage, after a couple of weeks, somebody else will call you back and say, did we connect you to the right resources? Did you hear back from them? Did you receive what you needed? Is there anything else that you want us to do? I'm so excited about the system that has been created to really provide support and networks to families. What is very interesting is a lot of what families struggle with is finding and navigating resources in this community. You know, we have plenty. Kalamazoo is a community rich of resources. And if we can help families navigate, that is what this number is going to do.
What are some of the questions you think someone might call and have, you know, that they might call this hotline and you know, might pose to an operator there that then they're going to turn and try to find a specialist to help them? What sort of things do you think might be on the mind of a family with, you know, a pregnancy which is in progress?
Mm-hmm. So if any individual calls, if a person calls and they're pregnant, the first thing they're going to ask you, you know, are you pregnant? And then they'll ask you, you know, what's your background? What are your basic needs right now? What are the resources? And then we have criteria of different programs within the system. So based on the answers that you give, the specialist is trained to work with you on what best resource is best for you. If you need a physician to be connected to a physician, that specialist will help do that. If you need a home visitation, if it's something about housing, they will make sure they are specialized to connect you to those resources.
Nutrition?
Nutrition as well. Yes, nutrition. A lot of things. And I remember when I was pregnant a long time ago, is sometimes you just need somebody to be there to let you know how you can support your child. And those are what the specialists will be doing with these families.
Are you trying to make sure that people know this exists? Because obviously if they don't know the hotlines, they're not calling it. So is there a public education campaign that goes along with this?
Yes, there are going to be. One, we first launched the Credo Kalamazoo name. We worked with a community. It was really a grassroots driven to come up with that name. So now that people know about Credo Kalamazoo, we are launching this, the calling number. We are partnering with, Kalamazoo Public Schools or parents that go to KPS will receive information in the mail that tells them about the number. We are going to have billboards around. We are working with our partners on the Northside Ministry Alliance, a couple of churches, faith-based communities, agencies within the community to promote. So there's going to be a huge launch about, excited for this community to have such a resource for pregnant women.
This past summer, you were speaking to the Kalamazoo County Commission about some of the possible ideas for trying to address black infant mortality in Kalamazoo County. You mentioned cultural differences between service providers and the people that they are serving pregnant women. Are you addressing some of that in this hotline number that people will call?
Yes. And when you look at the infant mortality data in Kalamazoo, two things that the data has pointed out, being black and being poor as one of the key indicators. So as we are addressing the racial disparity that exists in this community, especially when we are talking about black babies dying at four times higher than white babies, we have to talk about culture. We have to talk about diversity. So one of our target populations will be looking at all black women in this community, all women that are living below income level, and then integrating that with the providers, working with the providers to understand the cultural differences that we face and some of, the racial differences that we have in this community and how that can impact the health of individuals. So, Credo Kalamazoo is working hard to work with providers, provide training, work with systems so that we incorporate the racial justice component in the work.
You mentioned race and poverty, and I'm sure that there are some people that are hearing those two things just blended together and say, well, the poverty rate's higher for African Americans. That explains the difference in infant mortality. But as I've had it explained to me over the years, if you look at a African American woman who is middle class, she is still more likely to lose a child either in childbirth or shortly thereafter than a white woman who we would consider in poverty.
That is correct. That is why for us, the data is pointing to race and poverty. The data is showing, wealthy black women living in this community have poorer birth outcomes than poor white women. So that's why when we are really developing strategies, understanding that yes, income is a protector, but there's still racial disparities despite of socioeconomic status. So that's why really the culture competency and understanding, the history, the stress of being black in United States or in this community, what it means, and therefore designing strategies that can support that population.
But, one of the things I have found interesting about this, and admittedly frustrating, is that Kalamazoo County continues to have this rate, which is higher than just about anywhere else, at least in Michigan, and higher than a lot of places other in the country. And I guess the question is, why is this problem so persistent in Kalamazoo and not other areas where there are also diverse communities with African Americans and whites and Hispanics, etc.?
And that could be complicated to explain, but health disparities exist in almost every community in the United States right now. And what the challenge for Kalamazoo is our infant mortality, which is a key indicator of how well we are taking care of our most vulnerable, is a message of what is happening in our community. But what is exciting is we are doing something about it right now. And the goal for Credo Kalamazoo is by 2020, we will not be talking about infant mortality. We'll be one of those communities that has done something, acknowledged that we had a problem, and are building strategies to do something about it. That's why this number, 888 kids, is a number that should be on everybody's mind. We want to make sure that families feel supported in this community and get the resources that they need.
You mentioned earlier that, you know, years down the line, you don't want this to be the issue we're facing, that hopefully we've moved on to other things.
Yes.
But I've been here now for over 20 years,
yes,
and I can remember when I started,
yes,
here, we were talking about racial disparities and infant mortality. Mm. Over that time, there have been some brief periods where it looked like it was moving in the right direction, and then that wasn't sustained.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I've known a lot of the people who've worked on this. They seem like they're smart,
yes,
and well-intentioned, and they want to do the right thing. They come from various backgrounds, professionally, racially, et cetera. How come this has not gotten better? And I realize you haven't been here for quite,
yes,
as long.
Yes.
But I mean, just maybe as someone who hasn't been here, so maybe you have a better idea of why it is that despite all of the task forces, all of the reports, there has not been significant movement in the racial disparity of infant mortality.
Mm. You know, when I came to this community 3 years ago, one of the first things that I sat down, and I came in as a Black woman walking into a community in the Midwest and wanted to figure out, how am I going to raise my boys? You know, infant mortality is a key indicator of how well a community is doing. When I looked at the Kalamazoo numbers, I was very surprised. And what really took me for surprise is, here is a community that has the promise. And yet, you know, babies born do not get a chance to celebrate their first birthday. So for me, seeing those two created a uniqueness about our community, and really stepping back and looking at history and saying, what are some of the things that we have done, and how do the strategies that, you know, people try to do 20, 10 years ago, how do they inform us going forward? You know, I have been working very closely with Dr. James, who was the pioneer of some of this work, and bringing him back into the work. You know, timing is important for communities. Communities have to be ready. Anytime you're doing community mobilizing, timing for a community to be ready. I don't think Kalamazoo was ready then. I'm excited to say that Kalamazoo is ready to take on this issue. And for the last 3 years, the mobilizing that has been holistic, that is not driven by funding, but driven by people wanting to do a difference and make a difference and put this public health issue in our back, I think that's what's going to make a difference. You know, we have sustained the initiative for the last 3 years with different strategy. And I think what is unique also this time, this is not falling on one agency. This is not falling on one person to carry the burden for infant mortality. This has become a community issue. This has become a residence issue. With 30 agencies coming together, healthcare, education, economic development agencies. So it's become a community issue. And that's why I'm excited that when we have resources like the 888 kids that is open to the community to be a connection to all the different resources in our community, I think it's a step forward and a step that is sustainable.
Grace Labama is the CEO of YWCA Kalamazoo. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Links with more information about Cradle Kalamazoo and the new community hotline 269-888-KIDS can be found at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.